Are you sure it was Mr. Inglethorpe's voice you heard?
Oh, yes, sir. Whose else could it be?
So, what happened next?
Well, it was 5 o'clock. Mrs. Inglethorpe rang the bell and asked me to bring her a cup of tea to the boudoir. She was looking dreadful. Dorcas, she says to me, I've had a great shock. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am, I says. You'll feel better after a nice cup of tea. She had something in her hand. I don't know if it was a letter or just a piece of paper, but it had writing on it, and she kept staring at it, almost as if she couldn't believe what was written there. She whispered to herself, as if she'd forgotten I was in the room. These few words, she says, and everything's changed. And then she says, never trust a man, Dorcas. They're not worth it.
So, what did you do then?
Well, I hurried off and got her a good, strong cup of tea, and she thanked me. And then she says, I don't know what to do. Scandal between husband and wife is a dreadful thing, Dorcas. I'd rather hush it up if I could. But Mrs. Cavendish came in just then, so she didn't say any more.
And what became of the letter, or whatever it was?
Well, I don't know, sir. She probably locked it up in that purple case of hers.
Is that where she normally kept important papers?
Yes, sir. She brought it down with her every morning and took it up every night.
Now tell me, did your mistress possess a green dress?
Oh, no, sir. She couldn't buy green.
Does anyone else in the house have a green dress?
Miss Cynthia has a green chiffon evening gown.
No, no, no. No, chiffon is not what I want. Let us pass on. Do you know whether your mistress had a sleeping powder last night?
Not last night, sir. The box was empty. She took the last one 2 days ago, and she didn't have any more made up.
Now, I understand that your mistress was busy writing letters yesterday evening. Can you give me any idea to whom they were addressed?
Well, I'm afraid I can't, sir. I was out in the evening, and as a result, Annie never cleared away the coffee cups after dinner. That's what happens when I'm not here to look after things.
Well, since they have been left, Dorcas, leave them a little longer. They might have something to tell us. Well, I have nothing more to ask. Thank you, Dorcas. Now, will you please send Annie here?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
How did you know Mrs. Inglethorpe took sleeping powder?
I found an empty box in the washstand drawer in her bedroom. Oh. That was my sixth point of interest. And what was very curious was that there was no chemist's name on the label.
That's certainly very odd.
Well, there may be a perfectly simple explanation. Ah, but here is Annie. Come in, mademoiselle, and please sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I want to ask you about the letters Mrs. Inglethorpe wrote last night. Can you remember any of the names and addresses?
There was one to a lawyer, Mr. Wells. I remember that. And there was one to Ross's, the caterers in Tadminster. And, oh, that's all I can remember.
You're sure?
Well, there was another. Oh, it slipped my memory.
Well, it will come back to you. Now, I want to ask you about the little saucepan in Mrs. Inglethorpe's room.
The one for the cocoa, sir?
Yes. Tell me, how did she take her cocoa?
Oh, with milk and 1 teaspoonful of sugar and 2 teaspoonfuls of rum.
And who took it to her room?
I did, sir.
And did you bring the saucepan straight up from the kitchen?
No, sir. There's not much room on the gas stove while dinner's cooking, so cook used to make the cocoa early. I put it on the table by the swing door and took it up to the mistress later.
So how long was the cocoa left standing on the table?
From about 7:15 until 8 when I took it up to her. And there was no salt in it, so it wasn't me.
Hmm? What makes you think there was salt in it, Annie?
There was some on the tray, sir.
You noticed some salt on the tray?
Yes, sir. Common kitchen salt, it looked like. I couldn't see any in the cocoa, so I dusted the salt off with my apron and took the tray up. I hope I did right, sir.
But this